I'm Susan Chapman, and I'm going to do the first session, but I'll just, everybody knows why we're here, right? This is, we're addressing issues of personal assistance, social support, and caregiving, including state training for caregivers of older adults and people with physical disabilities, independent living and social support among chronically ill Puerto Rican elderly, using patient navigation to improve cancer treatment satisfaction among elderly Latinos in Houston, as well as the caregiving industry and health impacts. So our objectives are for this session are to describe the California's personal health care aid training program, to assess social support of Puerto Rican older adults living with chronic illness, to discuss health reform policies that might support patient navigation efforts in elderly populations, and also to discuss potential strategies to target at-risk caregivers. So that's, I think, just for the recording, so we have it all down there. I'm going to start in with talking about California's state training program for caregivers. If you, somebody would give me a five-minute sign, that would be great. Why do we care about this? Well, we have about estimated 1 million people in California who will be 85 or over by 2030. Seems far away to some and pretty soon to others. And our need for personal care aides will increase by 29%. This is our job opening estimate as early as 2016. We know that our healthcare dollars will go further with treatment at home, treatment and care at home. Estimates of, you know, the healthcare dollar will go three times further when elderly and disabled are cared for in the home setting. The California PCAS program, which is Personal Care Healthcare Aid State Training Program, is designed to meet this workforce need and also address an aging population and provide job training for target group, which includes an underemployed segment of the population. I have no financial interests or conflict to disclose. This study is funded by the HHS Health Resources and Services Administration, Division of Nursing, and we are one of six states who got contracts to do personal health care training. The other states are Iowa, Michigan, Maine, North Carolina, and one I'm missing. Anybody here from a PCAS state? Okay, so what were our objectives? Our objective was to create a standardized competency-based curriculum for personal care aides. First of all, there's some confusion in the industry, and it continues about what is a home care worker and what is a home health care worker, who requires training, who doesn't. NPR just did a big study, news splash to sort of focus on the healthcare workforce at home, and they called them home health workers, which we spend all our time trying to say, no, that this is different than a home health worker, which has a certification, required federal training level, et cetera. So these are home care workers, and we've worked somewhat with PHI. I don't know if any of you are familiar with them, but we just finished doing some looking at state requirements for training. And basically, this is a workforce that for which there are no required training. There are some states that have piecemeal requirements and some agencies that might require, but this is largely a workforce that's caring for people in their home and have no training requirements. So we were creating a competency-based curriculum, and that included three community colleges and one personal assistant training facility. We had an online component of the program that we're trying out. Our goal in the grant is to train 1,000, and we've trained 400, and it's a three-year grant. The first year we kind of got up and going and were assessing some previous training programs. The second year we trained over 400, and the third year we will train the remainder. The target population for this training are underemployed, unemployed, impoverished, new workers who have not necessarily been in the workforce system before or had training in this area. These are the logos of some of our partners, which, as I said, are community colleges, an IHSS service provider, as well as the Community College Chancellor's Office, which got this grant. Are all of you familiar with IHSS and what that means? In-home support services is a program for providing in-home care for low-income adults and with physical disabilities and the elderly. This is just a quick picture of our training program sites. We have a community college in the two community colleges in the South, one in the Bay Area. As I said, a training academy here that was set up to train providers, its own workers, basically. And then we have a partner who are going to do the online education, and they're an association of home care agencies. In grant year one, as I said, now we're just beginning grant year three. In grant year one, we prepared the curriculum. The whole notion here was standardized curriculum. So as opposed to, you know, everybody doing their own training, we developed a standardized curriculum that could be given in all of these programs. So we used PHI's curriculum on providing personal care services to elders with disabilities. We looked at the core competencies that have been defined by the Department of Labor, as well as other organizations looking at core competencies. This is an in-person training that has an assessment component that includes demonstration of skills as well as written exams. We also do some job readiness training. We formed an advisory council, which consisted of government and community industry partners, partners from the consumer-directed learning environment. It was very important that this be focused on the consumer direction approach. And our evaluation strategy was basically pre-post. Each of the six states have a different program. I should say that from the HRSA perspective. So the notion was to try something different in each of six states. Train workers, hopefully lead to some sort of certification. And each state has their own curriculum and different approach. There is a national evaluation which just began also and will be out sometime after the final year of this. You can go to the HRSA website and see some brief descriptions of the six other states. So in our year two, between September 2011 and June 2012, we conducted 21 trainings in four sites, and as I said, trained over 400 participants. The assessments included the participants passing 10 written assessment and 10 pre-selected skills, so they had to demonstrate skills. We had a 96% pass rate. We did have some attrition in the program, but most of it was early on, and some of it is due to people deciding that they didn't want this work or they couldn't manage the training schedule or some other reason for dropping out. There was a lot of help and support in these sites to help people pass these competency exams so people could take them more than once. We've surveyed folks at the beginning of training and then at the end of the training and tried to reach them 6 months later as well. In year three, we're going to continue the training, adding additional participants. We're going to implement this online component. And interestingly, the online component will have a competency demonstration part. That's been one of our challenges, to figure out how to combine that. Although there's a lot of online training out there in the world, there's some notion that this is kind of skills-based and needs a demonstration component. So how do you sort of combine those two? And we're going to continue our surveys. Our challenges that we found in the first year were somewhat related to the training. We needed to over-recruit for this target group in order to fill up our classes. Trainees needed help with language, transportation, child care during training, and life skills to succeed in training. Although each of the training schedules were a little bit different, they were, as I said, face-to-face, and people had to be available to come to class. Our other challenge long-term is how to link this with other future careers, as we call it, stackable credentials. We're probably not going to have a statewide certification for this group. The state was not interested, can't afford it right now. It's a big cost to establish a certification program. So how do we kind of link this to credentials that would be valuable in our state as well as nationally, perhaps? That's what the national program is really sort of trying to look at. And the other thing we need to do is for those programs at a community college is to hook up the people with the job, you know, with the employers. These are just a sample of our four sites and the number of trainees we had. And these are the community colleges and the IHSS provider site. Instead of showing you a lot of demographics, I put them all on one slide. So our typical learner was a female, late 40s to early 50s, more Latino and Asian learners. Our trend in the population here in California. Single, unemployed. Surprisingly, a lot of more highly educated folks. We had folks with high school graduates and some college. A lot of our providers were not born in this country, so they had schooling elsewhere, although the classes were conducted in English and the exams were as well. I think the most striking thing is that when you look at yearly income on a family level, 62% of these folks are living in poverty. Why I took this training? These are folks who want to look, some are looking for a career, have left other careers, you know, real estate, sales, whatever, thinking that, you know, reading the headlines that say lots of jobs in home care, lots of jobs taking care of folks, and really seeing this as an entry to those kinds of jobs. Although, as we all know, the pay is pretty poor. Like caring for people, maybe they're a family member or they cared for a family member and like this kind of work. And some because, you know, it's a credential in the field and free training. Our post-training satisfaction, we got very overwhelmingly positive responses. We're going to go back and interview because we don't know how much of this is just, you know, perhaps intimidation to say how they really felt, but they liked the course length, location, accessibility, the content, how much help they got from the instructors, and they even liked the quizzes and exams. They felt prepared for their work and for their next step in terms of increasing their knowledge and learning skills that they needed, and also felt that this would give them a job in personal and home care. We don't have the results for the six-month interview on here. We're having a hard time tracking people after 6 months, not surprisingly, so we are trying not to build an incentive into that to see if they did get the job and if the training skills were retained and how much of them they're using. Post-training assessment career intentions, as I said, they want to continue their education in healthcare or home care and get a job in this area and view this profession as a stepping stone. I've got some success stories, which I'm going to go through really quickly because I don't want to take up too much time. This is a young mother who pursued this after caring for her mother and spoke at graduation. This is her with our mayor of San Francisco saying how wonderful it was to have this opportunity. A woman in her 50s, unemployed, living with an adult child. She graduated, was able to start caring for two people and support herself financially. This is another person who was unemployed, an older person, and, you know, is very appreciative for this career opportunity. Here's from one of the instructors who said, another thing we look at here is what we've done here to bring people into the college environment who wouldn't otherwise be there and given them some confidence and some skills that they can have a healthcare career and move forward and, you know, maybe look at the next level. Our future goals are to better link trainees to job opportunities, as I said, to continue to look at that national credential and standard training requirement, because I think that train is out of the station and moving along, to expand the geographic reach of our programs in California. And ultimately, the big question here about training, as with any training program, is what is the real impact of training? Do we get better care, better quality care? And we don't know that yet, because those are the expensive studies, but to sort of come up with some way to do that. I want to welcome my other Giants fan, Mel Neary, in the back, who's my partner here. Thanks for coming. And there's my contact information.